Leia winced, a pang of sympathetic ache running through her. Of ache and of guilt.
We never hurt non-imperial forces or worlds on purpose, she said softly. Whatever happened, it was an accident.
The dark eyes fixed again on her.
The Lord Vader did not think so. He believed it was done on purpose, to drive fear and terror into the souls of the Emperor's enemies.
Then the Lord Vader was mistaken,
Leia said, meeting that gaze firmly.
Our battle was with the Emperor, not his subjugated servants.
Kabarak drew himself up stiffly.
We were not the Emperor's servants,
he grated.
We were a simple people, content to live our lives without concern for the dealings of others.
You serve the Empire now,
Leia pointed out.
In return for the Emperor's help,
Kabarak said, a hint of pride showing through his deference.
Only he came to our aid when we so desperately needed it. In his memory, we serve his designated heir, the man to whom the Lord Vader long ago entrusted us.
I find it difficult to believe the Emperor ever really cared about you,
Leia told him bluntly.
That's not the sort of man he was. All he cared about was obtaining your service against us.
Only he came to our aid,
Kabarak repeated.
Because we were unaware of your plight,
Leia told him.
So you say.
Leia raised her eyebrows.
Then give me a chance to prove it. Tell me where your world is.
Kabarak jerked back.
That is impossible. You would seek us out and complete the destruction.
Kabarak,
Leia cut him off.
Who am I?
The folds around the Nogri's nostrils seemed to flatten.
You are the Lady Vader, the Malari Ooze.
Did the Lord Vader ever lie to you?
You said he did.
I said he was mistaken,
Leia reminded him, perspiration starting to collect beneath her collar as she recognized the knife edge she was now walking along here. Her newfound status with Kabarak rested solely on the Nogri's reverence for Darth Vader. Somehow, she had to attack Vader's words without simultaneously damaging that respect.
Even the Lord Vader could be deceived. And the Emperor was a master of deception.
The Lord Vader served the Emperor,
Kabarak insisted.
The Emperor would not have lied to him.
Leia gritted her teeth. Stalemate.
Is your new lord equally honest with you?
Kabarak hesitated.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You said yourself he didn't tell you who it was you'd been sent to capture.
A strange sort of low moan rumbled in Kabarak's throat.
I am only a soldier, my lady. These matters are far beyond my authority and ability. My duty is to obey my orders. All of my orders.